This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Fake News and a Field Guide to Lies. You have to love headline news about fake news. Usually fake news is in the stories, not the headlines. We all have to appreciate the irony contained in articles in almost any paper, especially opinion pieces about fake news when there is no disclosure of inherent biases contained in any of them. Nonetheless, it's a real and ageless problem. What do we do about outright lies that take on lives of their own and move public opinion and often become impossible to ever pry loose? Admittedly, I'm jaded about this. For all the journalists and columnists now trying to act high and mighty because of their fears about the Trump ascension and the host of different tribes in his movement, it seems a case of whose ox is being gored. Don't make me go into the total fakery involved in contentions around voter fraud versus voter registration errors once again. Finally, most commentators have sorted this out, but for conservatives in the USA, it's too little too late, since so much of this has seeped into the ideological fabric of the right, when it was always a lie, just never called out in timely fashion and without defenders when Acorn and others were attacked and decimated. Nonetheless, let's swallow our bitterness hard and say, better late than never. Facebook thus far seems to be talking out of both sides of its mouth without a real plan that they are willing to throw money and muscle at as they vacillate between concerns about free speech and the damage of fake news. Studies indicate that Facebook is a much louder microphone for all of this than Twitter, but they are all swimming in the same stew of privileging eyeballs and advertising regardless of adverse impacts and real harm to millions. But even if they make progress in some directions, ferrying out the facts and all the news may be harder than they're willing to admit. Reading neuroscience, Daniel Levitin's A Field Guide to Lies, Critical Thinking in the Information Age, was a fascinating look at both how easy in our fast-moving world it is easy to be fooled if we're not paying close attention, as well as how determined many of the actors in business and politics are to fool us. And I'm not talking about basement hackers in Russia or scammers in Nigeria. Some of the bits on advanced math and reasoning might not be helpful to the average bear, but his points on how we are often manipulated by fake facts hidden in preposterous math or deceptive charts and graphs lacking any qualifications or context were excellent and sound a solid cautionary note about how difficult separating facts from fiction may be for many. Once again, though, we have to confront the fact that power plays with fact and fiction. We do not yet have an accurate count on the number of people who are effectively disenfranchised by the wave of Republican-led voter suppression laws state by state in the recent election, but we know it's in the millions. We have to weigh all of those unjustly deprived of their votes, particularly among low and moderate income and minority families, against the right's argument that even if there are only a handful of actual proven cases of voter fraud in the U.S. annually, they still justify the barriers to voting even if they rob millions of their right to vote. Let's hope this search for truth is not a temporary project or a finger-pointing exercise, but a real and objective effort to level the playing field with facts rather than fiction. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.